Time now to jump inside the Brisbane Lions camp with one of their young guns, Alex Witherden. Welcome, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
How have you enjoyed your first few games?
Yeah, it's been really exciting to get out there and get amongst it in the first five games of my career. We've had a couple of really good wins against Essendon and Carlton on the weekend, so it's just positive for the club going forward that we've been able to get a few young guys out there and play some decent footy in the last month or so.
Have you been surprised at your own form? Because you've come in your first five games, you're averaging 24 disposals, which many seasoned players would love to have an average like that across their career. Your rising star nomination already. Have you been surprised at how easy it's come?
I wouldn't say it's come easy, but yeah, I have been surprised by the transition I've been able to make from the NEAFL into the AFL side. I've been pretty lucky. I've got pretty good teammates around me that support me and give me the ball. So, yeah, I've been pretty lucky in that aspect. But, yeah, it's been a pretty smooth transition, which has been really nice.
What about in the first five games? Has there been a player that you've had to play on that where you just think to yourself, wow, I love this guy. How good is it to be playing on a superstar like that?
Yeah, well, being a local Geelong boy originally, my first game was against the Giants and I spent a fair portion of the night on Stevie J. So I grew up watching him play over the years and saw him win a couple flags at Geelong and do plenty of tricky, skillful things down at Skilled Stadium. So, yeah, to play on him was really eye-opening. But he had a fair bit of chat for me out on the field as well, which is, yeah, he wasn't short of a few words, old Stevie.
Did you?
Stevie J, but no.
Did you tell him he was fat and slow?
Yeah, I tried to give him a little bit, but at that stage, he'd won more premierships than I'd played games, so I tried to keep my mouth pretty shut.
Now, look, obviously growing up, mate, this is something that you've always wanted to do. Just tell us a bit about your background, where that all unfolded for you before you got your opportunity in the AFL.
Yeah, so originally I lived down in Ocean Grove, which is on the coast of Geelong in Victoria. I played footy down in Barwon Heads for 5 or 6 years and then moved into Geelong to go to school at Geelong College, which is where I played school footy for a few years and played footy at St. Joseph's Footy Club in Geelong. Obviously, being a Geelong boy, you're allocated to the Falcons, so I spent a few years down there with Mickey Turner showing me the ropes. So, yeah, that's most of my footy background. I've obviously got... Mum and Dad down in Geelong with two younger brothers who are 17 and 15 this year, who also love their footy.
And did you play any other sports, mate?
I was really into cricket until I was about 15 or 16, but I required a double hip arthroscopy at the end of my 16th year. So that put cricket out of the calculations for me and just started focusing on footy really heavily and love basketball as well as a young fella.
What about the Brisbane Lions? An exciting time looking in from the outside that they're starting to put a list together. It looks like the culture's improving, and I think if you guys all make a pact to stay around, there could be a big future for you guys.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Being drafted initially, a few of us coming up here were a bit worried as to what the culture in that would be like, just looking from outside last year and the media and the way the media sort of portrayed the footy club, but it hasn't been further from the truth. I think they've really turned it around this year and the culture's, you know, as good as I could have hoped for. So, yeah, there's plenty of young talent. A few of the boys have already signed on, so hopefully we can all stick around together and get Brisbane back to where they should be, up near the top of the ladder.
One of them was Josh Shackey, who was a very important signing, but also Eric Hipwood. His form this year has been great and some people have likened him to the great Buddy Franklin.
Yeah, well, I live with Josh Shackey, so it was something that he wanted to get done all along. He just wanted to wait for his form to pick up and get that sorted out. But he's been loving it up here since he's got that done. And as he's really building his game at the moment, and I think in a few years you'll see more Buddy-like things from Eric. And yeah, he's going to be a star once he fills out a little bit and grows into his big, lanky body.
Now, I reckon you're going to be without your fairest and best player this week, aren't you? Dane Zorko, he's been on fire.
Yeah, he's amazing to watch. Some of the goals he kicks, he's a real barometer for us. When he's up and about, we play some really good footy. So, unfortunately, we won't have him this week, but someone else will just have to step in and fulfil that role.
What about Tom Rockcliffe? Across his career, he's copped a little bit of criticism from the outside, but this year he's really settled into his role. And on the weekend, he was terrific, tagging Bryce Gibbs and keeping him only to 8 possessions.
Yeah, similar to what I said before about that perception you receive from being outside the four walls of the footy club. Similar with Tom, I couldn't be further from the truth. He was one of the hardest workers when I first got up here and spent plenty of time with all the younger guys. And as we saw on the weekend, he's willing to play that selfless role and do whatever the team requires of him. And he was really good on the weekend against Bryce Gibbs, and it was a massive role in contributing to the win.
You know, the problem is, though, when you play those sorts of roles, and I know you won't care about this, but Paul's a super coach captain here on our program, right? And I'm actually going all right this year. And when you got Tommy Rockcliffe, mate, and he doesn't get the ball, and then he stops another bloke like Bryce Gibbs, who's getting a poultice of it too, it stuffs you up completely. We don't want blokes to be playing those sort of roles, Alex.
Yeah, well, I think he was getting a fair bit of feedback on Twitter about that as well. A few people were messaging him, telling him to just get back out there and find the footy and, yeah, keep getting big dream team points. So, yeah, I can imagine it would be frustrating for you guys, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, don't worry about Carl now, mate. What about this week against the West Coast Eagles? It's a big challenge. It would be massive.
Yeah, exactly. We evaluated our year from the mid part of the season. So the first part of the season for us was just about getting our bearings and getting all the young guys in and playing together. And we really wanted to have a crack at adding a few things to our kit bag in the second half of the season. And we've had a couple of trips to Melbourne already. We were able to beat the Bombers down at Etihad, which was a massive win for us. And travelling over to Perth this week with a pretty young group was another scalp we'd love to get. But we're quite aware of how good West Coast are, and we rate them pretty highly. They had a tough week last week, so we're expecting them to bounce back and play some really good footy over there. It'll be a great challenge for the group.
It's your defensive side of your game, isn't it? I mean, you measure up with a lot of sides. You're already ahead of a lot of teams when it comes to scoring and points for, but you've conceded a lot more than a lot of the other teams. So defensively, if you can tighten that part of your game up and your club up, you're going to be on the right track.
For us, and we even had a few of the backs getting involved on the weekend, which was really good, but yeah, that's just one thing we've got to focus on, not allowing teams to kick 4 or 5 goals consecutively against us. And I think as the group gets older and plays a few more games together, that'll come. I think you look at our backline group. We had, the other week, going into last week's game, we had Cedric Cox, who had played 3 games, myself, who had played 4, McStay, mid-50s, Harris Andrews, mid-50s. So we had plenty of young guys down there, so hopefully we can all stick together and become a really tight-knit back six, because you see all the teams that win flags, they're built around that defence.
Well, mate, you're only 18 and you've already made your mark on the game, and we look forward to seeing you in action live. We'll be calling the game live here at 82.6BR, mate, and all the best for the rest of the season. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me. Cheers.